What's going on here?
Over the years at our family gathering, you two show up and you ruin it. I want you to bring a date to
your sister's
wedding. We don't want you showing up stag and riling each other up.
We don't rile each other up.
We never get riled up.
We'll shape up for you, Jeannie. We gotta find the right girls for this. Where do we even go?
What? We're about to do something awesome.
Here with Mike and Dave Stengel. They are looking for dates for their sister's wedding in Hawaii.
Let's make these guys take us to Hawaii.
We're looking for nice girls.
We're gonna look respectable as well.
They're leaving. It's not part of the plan.
Are you okay?
I am now.
I saved your life.
Did you
She's okay.
I saved your life.
You know, I remember a time when comedies were What's the words I'm looking for? Oh, yeah, funny and had a purpose. Yeah, because I did not find the fucking purpose or point of this fucking movie at all. Talking about Mike and Dave need wedding dates. A lot of wedding comedy films over the few... I'm about to say Wedding Crashers. Hold on, Wedding Crashers was 10 years ago. Jesus Christ, I'm old as fuck. All right, then, so let's go ahead and get into a plot synopsis then. So you got Mike and Dave. Mike played by Adam Devine, and Zac Efron plays Dave. They play the Stengel brothers. And their little sister, played by Sugar Lynn Beard, Jeannie, she's getting married to Sam Richardson, plays Eric in here. And, you know, on their way back to their apartment, because what they do is they sell liquor to bars and shit like that. They got their own tequila working out, and they want to sell it. Their parents are there, played by Steven Root, love that guy, and Stephanie Farrisee, who plays Bert and Rosie. And they pretty much say, boys, sit down. What we got to say is you two are complete fuck-ups, and we need you to do something not to fuck this wedding up, please. And I love what they did at the beginning of this. I'm not going to lie. They showed all these parties. It was a montage of all the family events and stuff like that. And all having a good time. And it was like, yeah, I see this. Okay, I like this party. I like it a lot. And then when dad and mom plays it on TV and go like, yeah, it's never a good time with you guys because incidents always happen. You saw the one in the trailer where they're jumping on the trampoline. The whole roof collapses and a girl ends up breaking her leg and shit. That can't happen. That was at their cousin's wedding, I believe. The 4th of July party they had, they blew up an RV. What was another one? Oh, yeah, there was their grandfather's, it wasn't 50th. It couldn't have been 50. I think I remember seeing a 5, but I'm like, that man was a lot older than 50. I can tell you that right now. But if it was 50 or whatever, he nearly had a heart attack because they kept beating him with 50-year-old balloons and shit. Well, not 50-year-old balloons, but, you know, the number 50 balloons and shit. So they pretty much said, just, you know what, bring dates. You're not going around hitting on women and stuff like that, which I don't know how the fuck that solves any of the problem. Okay, so the videos you just showed for me, hitting on women seemed to be the last problem of their issues. It seems to be their issues is they're both fucking man-childs. Yeah, there you go. So whatever. So... they put an ad out on Craigslist. The Craigslist of all places, because, you know, Adam Devine, his character is kind of the ultimate man child of them. Zac Efron, he has somewhat of a brain. He's just getting dragged down by his brother because they have a connection, if you will, just because back in grade school, Adam Devine stuck up for him a lot when he was getting bullied. So their connection is there. So that's when you get Aubrey Plaza and Anna Kendrick. Anna Kendrick plays Alice, and Aubrey Plaza plays Tatiana. Anna Kendrick just got out of I wouldn't say a divorce, but let's just say her fiance walked out on her, which, by the way, was pretty goddamn hilarious the way he walked out on her, too. Because right when she said, I do, and it was his turn to say, I do, he said, I don't. And then he came back, and he was just like, I can't do this right now. He came back, and she was like, oh, I knew you'd come back. You wouldn't leave me. He was like, no, I'm sorry, but has anyone seen my phone? I kind of left it learn. That was kind of hilarious, actually. I'm not going to lie. So she's kind of suffering from wedding PTSD, if you will. And Aubrey Plaza, she's just a fuck-up. Basically, these girls are just the complete... they're the complete female version of these guys. So they decide, hey, we're going to trick these guys into taking us to Hawaii, and we're going to take a fucking vacation because that's exactly what Anna Kendrick's character need. Why would you take her to a wedding when she suffers that? I have no idea, but whatever. To each his own. Trust me, it doesn't go anywhere, so it's not like that plot adds anything to it. But once they get to the wedding or the Hawaii and stuff like that, the girls, you know, start to pretty much throw that nice shit out the window and kind of, except for Anna Kendrick, she doesn't fuck up till the end and stuff like that. Then comedy and hilarity ensues. Okay, whatever. I mean, there's your plot synopsis. It's as simple as that. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and say this now. I somewhat hate this fucking movie because the longer it went on, for a movie that's about an hour and 38 minutes, yeah, it's about that. This movie just keeps going and going and going because of their ad-libbing asses off in this film. I believe this is a first-time feature-length film director here because he's mostly done shorts and TV shows, been producer and stuff like that. This guy has really paid his dues and worked his way up to the movie. And it's kind of like back in the old days of people doing, you know, do a couple of TV shorts and stuff like that, do TV shows, do commercials, all that stuff just to get that full feature-length film. I'm talking about Jake Szymanski. I'm going to fuck that all name all up here. So credit for his up-and-comings, if you will, to get this feature-length film here. One thing, though, he has a problem with is he needs to know when to tell his fucking actors to reel it in because, Jesus Christ, there's a lot of ad-libbing in here. But you know what? Before we go ahead and get into that, let me go ahead and talk about the positives because I do have positives of this film, and they actually might save it from getting that almighty fuck it. But who knows? So once I get into the negative, I might get just a little bit pissed off. Positives here, though. Zac Efron, he is really good. I mean, there is. And I ain't gonna lie, at the beginning of the movie, I was kind of like, this is a little too soon from, you know, We Are Your Friends and what was that? Dirty Grandpa and stuff like that. Oh, and then Neighbors 2 too as well. Because I'm just looking, I was like, you know, you kind of do too many of these films. It might be time for you to do something else. Like, how about action? How about you get into that or something like that? Because I'm looking at it here, I'm just like, the opening is, I was like, I don't see how this is any different from Neighbors or anything else, to be honest. And there was moments in here where he had alone time with Anna Kendrick's character, and they really, off the bat, just had such great chemistry. I thought that was the best chemistry of the whole movie, especially when they're talking in the, I don't know where this part, they were on top of a tree or something like that, and they were talking and stuff. I was like, I'm really feeling a connection with the two, and I really hope it works out for both of them. Because they are coming off as just likable right now. Adam Devine, well, he's Adam Devine. I mean, if you've seen him in Workaholics, he can be the most annoying at times. I feel like I was watching, how do I put this, the white Kevin Hart. Yeah, there you go. He's just loud, obnoxious, and a big, giant-ass man-child. He's just loud and shit. But him and Zac Efron, I'd be lying if I'd say, I didn't buy them as brothers, but I kind of bought them as brothers. You know, I saw the chemistry that was there. As far as the girls come, saw the chemistry there too, but I gotta go ahead and say this, I fucking hated Aubrey Plaza in this goddamn movie. She got on my fucking nerves to a 10th degree. And later in the film, it tones down just a little bit, but everything about her from the beginning of this film, I just could not stand about her altogether. And I don't know if it's just because I've seen so many of these movies with these characters, and I'm just like, I already know where this fucking character is gonna go. I mean, this movie is pretty goddamn predictable if you don't, get. They're all, you know, these two girls are bad girls and stuff like that. But then, you know, these guys, they win them over because of the heart of gold. And, you know, just because an incident may occur where it might break up the wedding and everybody feels bad. So the next, you know, the girls become out all sweet and angel. Everybody hooks up and everybody lives happily fucking ever after. Plot synopsis, movie spoiler styles. But, because that is what happens in this film. But Aubrey Plaza, every time she opened up her fucking mouth, I wanted to take a 12-inch dildo and just slap the fuck out of her and say, shut the fuck up and stop talking like that. I don't know if she was trying to use hip-hop slang or whatever it was, but just the way she was talking through here, she was overacting her ass off. And it was just over the top to the point where it was almost damn near a fucking cartoon. Like, granted, you know, it's enough I got Adam Devine shouting and shit like that, but there is every moment where he might say something that's funny in here, where she is just, like, playing, like, she's got those big-ass bulging eyes that she's looking at you and shit from a far distance, And I think the girl is funny. Not in this goddamn movie. I couldn't stand her fucking character, actually. Actually, I think personally she's the worst thing of the movie. As far as when it comes to... yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say I think she's the worst thing of the movie when it comes to acting. I had to look down the list for a second. Because she got on my damn nerves. It toned down a little bit where she wasn't overacting, but she was... that first 25 minutes, I was just like, okay, somebody shut her up, please. But then, you know, you bring in the dad here, too. He has just a little role here. Steven Root, I liked him, you know, because he's just pretty much saying, I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick. Shut the fuck up, please. He was great in here. Their sister, she had a weird-ass fucking voice, but she was sweet and adorable. And just, I think that's what they were kind of going for, to hook her up with this big, giant black man right here, Sam Richardson, who is just as good in the film. Even got their cousin here, Alice Wetterlund. She's cool at first, but then they keep bringing her in, and it's like... Okay, we get it. She's lesbian. She's trying to fuck Aubrey Plaza. We got it. You keep bringing her back. She doesn't like Adam Devine's character. She doesn't like Mike. We get it. Just stop it. Please. Keep going. And let me go ahead. Positives also as well, because I'm seeing like I'm dragging off into some negatives here. But positive as well, I did get a lot of... I ain't going to say a lot. They're far and few between. I would say at least maybe the first 45... maybe I'm being just 40 minutes, 35, 40 minutes. I got a few good laughs in there. But later in the hour and stuff, yeah, the laughs kind of stopped. I was kind of just sitting there. I was just like, okay, we can wrap it up now. We know this is going. This is kind of dragging on for too long. And then the whole time I was wondering, like, why is this dragging on so much? It's only an hour and 38 minutes. Barely just a little bit over an hour and a half. And I realized, I don't think these people have lines anymore. I think they're just ad-libbing, and they're just randomly talking to each other. A bunch of random shit, actually, that just doesn't make sense. As scenes that just go on, it seems like as soon as they hit a punchline, they'll continue to go the joke. Like, there's a scene in here, people, where they're in the hallway of picking who's gonna, you know, split rooms and stuff like that. And there's a Aubrey Plaza's whispering in Adam Devine's ear, and they do this for at least a good 2 minutes. I'm sitting there going like... Yeah, this isn't funny or nothing at all. I don't. Can we just wrap this up? I think that's more so of a director's not knowing when to cut. It could be editing too. Because a lot of things that you see in that trailer were definitely edited out of this film. A lot of the jokes, main so not so much the scenes. The scenes are still there. It's just the jokes. It's almost like they had multiple takes of their jokes between Aubrey Plaza and Adam Devine because they are the ones that are talking the most in the trailers. And they still talk a lot in this film, don't get me wrong. So now we can roll up into the negatives, because that's really all the positives I kind of had to say about this. The negatives is, I already said Aubrey Plaza gets on my damn nerves. I already said that even for an hour and 38, it feels like it goes on and on and on and on and on. But then there is kind of like subplots here that don't even get really resolved or anything like that. I can go ahead and bring up one right now. You know, Anna Kendrick, she has a flip out for some odd ass reason, because she keeps watching her ex-fiance walk out on her phone, and for some odd reason she decided to watch it because she was alone for a quick second. And she watched it, and then, you know, the sister, Jeannie, comes out, and she decides to give Jeannie ecstasy. Yeah, that's a really smart idea to give someone on their wedding weekend ecstasy. Yeah, and that turns out into one big-ass disaster. It just pretty much destroys the wedding until they all get it back together and stuff like that. But then there was a fallout between Anna Kendrick and Zac Efron, and they didn't do really a damn thing or had a conversation or nothing to rekindle that spark back together. It just kind of... happened, like, hey, this and that, once they got the wedding back together, which they never worked together to get the wedding together, and then they just decided, I like you, let's make out. And it's like, I remember asking myself, did that ever get settled? Oh, people are laughing in the theater right now. Oh, you know what? Whatever. I guess it's one of those things, you gotta leave your brain in the doorway. You just don't think about these kind of things, or because the premise itself, let's be real, it's kind of stupid. I don't know how this bringing dates to a wedding ends up not you making an ass of yourself and destroying a web, because I'm going to tell you this right now, I brought plenty of dates to a lot of events and still made a complete jackass on myself, and I love every moment of it. Another negative problem I had here, too, is I guess I kind of already said this, you know, especially about Aubrey Plaza, but Adam Devine, every scene felt like he ad-libbed, and he just wasn't good at it. Every scene, especially the longer the film went on, it's almost as if they stopped writing shit for him and just said, do what you do in other comedies and just flow with it. It's almost like Zac Efron didn't even know what the hell he was acting with, because there was times where he just pretty much, it looked like Zac Efron just said, just do what he does. Go crazy. When he goes flip out, I go flip out right after him, because I know they're playing this whole brother love thing and stuff like that, but it's like whenever he does something batshit crazy, I'm going to amp it up and do something batshit crazy. We're just going to keep doing that. And I was like, eh, I'm not really feeling it. Oh, people are laughing. Oh, but, you know, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me, I guess. Look, at the end of the day, the film, the biggest fault for me is it just drags and goes on and it's not funny no more. But you get some laughs in there. You get some really good chuckles in there. I think it's forgettable. I think you're not going to really remember it. But if you're looking for a good laugh or something like that, let me take that back. If you're just looking to laugh and this brain-dead-ass humor does it for you, and by all means, go ahead and waste your money and stuff like that. But for me, on an average day here, even when it gets to the ending of everything and how everything just kind of wrapped up so perfectly with a bow, I was just kind of like, yeah, we can just go ahead and end this, please, all right. It just wouldn't go off. And then they had the blooper reel, and I was like, yep, I got to get the hell up out this theater. And I think that's really what killed it for me with the time length there, because, you know, you start off with some nice chuckle laughs, like I said, and then it just kind of went into Boringville, and to have seen this before, been there, done that, and to just like, okay, let's hurry up and wrap it up. I think personally you can wait till you see this at home, but if you need a good laugh or something like that, I say go to a nice little animated film. I think that'd be 20 times better for you. But if you feel like you got to see a rated R comedy, and go ahead and see this. But for me, personally, it's just a low streaming. I didn't end up hating the movie, believe it or not. I just kind of wish I wouldn't have wasted my time. granted, that kind of does sound like I hated the fucking film. But I know by in the next 48 hours after I pop these couple of drinks in my mouth right now. Actually, you know what? That's me being unfair. Let me rephrase that. I know after the next 2 hours, after I pop these few couple of drinks in my mouth, I'm going to completely forget this movie. But if you like slapstick, screwball comedies, then by all means, go check it out. Because I damn sure as hell don't. I just hope that when this movie makes some money, which I'm sure it will because the budget is really low on that, the sequel just be called the original title of what it should be called, and that's Mike and Dave Need to Grow the Hell Up.
She's super smart.
Tatiana,
she's a school teacher.
The key to teaching children is repetition. You'd be surprised how stupid they are. Let's play bocce.
Should we take it easy?
Absolutely not. We should let them lose with dignity, which is what I'd like to think we would do.
Sounds like you guys are like watching porno or...
No, they have the Rodfather. I don't know if we're gonna get it though, if we haven't seen the Godfather.
Get it all in, I'm a freak little bitch.
Who are these girls?
They're supposed to be making us look cool. Oh.